That's nasty. NYC neighborhood left filthy with migrants' poop, cups of urine. By Amy Furr on January 21, 2024. The multitude of migrants flooding New York City have apparently not been cleaning up after themselves in the East Village area. For the past few months, adult migrants have stood in line outside former St. Bridget's School on East 7th Street. The New York Post reported Saturday, noting the overflow of people has spilled into Tompkins Square Park as they wait to be given shelter and a bed. However, workers with the city's Parks Department have been forced to remove three porta-potties from the nearby park because they were left so dirty it became impossible to keep them clean. A street cleaner identified as John Cashvin told the Post about his recent experience, stating, "There was a cup of what I thought was somebody's discarded hot chocolate that turned out to be not hot chocolate." He added that when the temperatures are warm, the area smells like a toilet. An image shows what appears to be the inside of one of the blue portable restrooms, and the toilet appeared to be overflowing with debris. Social media users were quick to comment on the Post's report. One individual writing, "Those sanctuary cities sure are vibrant. That's nasty. Welcome to NYC," another person commented, while someone else said, "San Francisco 2.0. Neighbors and volunteers claim they have seen cups of urine near the park entrance and human-sized feces at the foot of trees and between cars parked in the area. One man claimed the migrants have been leaving cups filled with urine on doorsteps because they did not want to relieve themselves on the ground. The arrival of over 160,000 border crossers and illegal aliens has spurred the erosion of the quality of life for New York residents, Mayor Eric Adams, D., said in December. The Breitbart News report continued. During a press conference alongside Chicago, Illinois, Mayor Brandon Johnson, D., and Denver, Colorado, Mayor Mike Johnston, D., Adams warned again that New York City is falling into disarray as a result of illegal immigration. Every day, President Joe Biden's administration releases about 5,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States interior, many ending up in New York City, where they can work off the books, receive protection from the city's sanctuary policy, and enjoy free housing paid for by local taxpayers. However, Adams claimed recently that the city has done a great job at handling the wave of migrants flooding the area, and the problem has nothing to do with sanctuary cities, according to Breitbart News.